Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Last month, an Iranian revolutionary court sentenced the rapper Tumaj Salehi to death, marking a turning point in the Iranian regime's intolerance of artists with a political message. London-based Irish human rights lawyer Keelan Gallagher is defending Tumaj and is calling on the EU and Irish governments to use their influence with Iran to get his death sentence dropped. And Keelan joins us now. Keelan, thanks for joining me on Drive Time this evening.
Thanks for having me.
We're focusing on the Eurovision and all the geopolitical aspects of that. This is a story people may not have been as familiar about that. Will you tell us about Tumaj Salehi? I hope I'm saying his name correctly.
Yes, you are indeed. So Tumaj is an incredibly brave person who's a rapper who for a long time has been focused on using music and his art as a way of highlighting social justice issues. So he was arrested in 2021 because of his music, because he had a song called Mousehole, which was holding the authorities to account for their violation of human rights. And he was arrested, but let out shortly thereafter. What's really drawn the ire of the authorities in Iran is after the death of Mahsa Amini in September 2022, he's used his music to support the Woman Life Freedom Movement and to highlight abuse of women's rights in Iran. And for that, he was arrested, he was tortured, he was very badly beaten, he received a custodial sentence. He was then released last October 2023, but he was only out for 2 weeks before he was rearrested. And the reason he was rearrested is that he went on record to describe having been tortured while he was in custody. And what he said in a video was, "No one should be above the law. It's the people who decide the laws." And he said, "I hope better days will come." So he was rearrested for that. Now, he had an earlier sentence overturned by Iran's Supreme Court. But unfortunately, on the 23rd of April, a local revolutionary court, has imposed a death sentence on him. And they've said it's for corruption on earth, which is the catch-all phrase that's used in Iran to condemn poets, journalists, human rights workers, anyone who dares to stand up to the regime. So time is very tight and we're very, very worried about his safety.
The details are all quite shocking. Rap music is illegal. Tumaj sentenced to death. How'd you get involved in this case, Keelan?
Yeah, I've done a lot of Iranian cases. So I've acted for many individuals who were detained in Iran, including Aras Amiri, so a cultural rights worker who worked for the British Council, and we got her home safely, and many journalists who I've got home safely over the years. And my colleagues acted for Nazan and Zaghari Ratcliffe, so I was quite closely involved with that too. The big difference really with Tumaj is that Tumaj is not a dual national, so he doesn't have another government speaking out for him. He doesn't have the US or Germany or the UK speaking out for him. And that's the same situation we had in Aras Amiri's case. She was just Iranian. And what got her out was pressure from the international community. So here we're asking the international community to come together and to put pressure on Iran at this key time. His domestic lawyer in Iran only has 20 days to appeal. So that runs from 23rd of April. It runs out a week today on Monday, 13th of May. And our concern is that Iran may move to enforce the death sentence very shortly thereafter. There was a record number of executions last year, 853 people executed in Iran last year, including a number of children. And we know Amnesty International has made clear that Iran is using the death penalty as a way to enforce its crackdown against the protests and against the Woman Life Freedom Movement. So this is a key time for Tumaj, and we hope Irish Iranians and Irish supporters will come together to support us.
And is he getting much international support around the world, finally, Keelan?
Yeah, we've been very lucky to get support from Jake Sullivan from the National Security Council in the US. And a number of the United Nations special rapporteurs have also come to our aid, including Mary Lawler, the special rapporteur in human rights defenders, who is, of course, Irish. So we're very grateful for that. It's really key now that we get states that have influence with Iran, which includes countries like Oman, but also critically includes the European Union, to step up and take action.
Human rights lawyer Keelan Gallagher, KC, thank you very much for joining me on Drive Time this evening.